says that cousin that I went to school with, she had a child, one girl. She never let go of her residential school upbringing as a parent, never looked beyond that, never understood there was anything beyond that because she had been so indoctrinated in the res with her whole family, grandparents, everybody. Right? But anyway, she was telling me that she was responsible for her child's suicide because of her, the way she pushed her child in the residential school way, just constant demanding perfection, punishment, just a lousy way to teach children, pushes them over the edge. And a lot of that was transferred, say, from my generation to our children. Hopefully, less and less as the generations go by, some families, but I'm sure there are a lot of families that are out there to this day that haven't rationalized it, figured that out, that, you know, it wasn't their fault, it wasn't our fault. It was something, it was a situation where come up hell or high water, it was going to be a mistake on parents' part, so to speak. Didn't matter what she did, she didn't have the education, figure her way out, and in the end, she paid for like this residential school taught her. And it impacted her family, and now it's another generation lost. So I can see where she's coming from. You know, it's a pretty sensitive area to a lot of us that haven't. Process what we've gone through as children, as families. Not all of us are willing to condemn so much, unable to sit up, tell your story. I've seen it in my family, I've seen it in my friends. Praise God, I'm here today. I can say a few words and hopefully make a difference. I understand that where she was going with this thought of Paul, I feel guilty about passing on these, I don't know what their teachings or lack of any better word from the Catholic Church or the residential school system. I don't know what it was. It was a number of religious organizations, but I contributed to the issue, but a lot of it was just, per se, a residential school psychology, right? The way they treated us, buried us. So there's a loss. It would take probably another 100 years for us to figure it out, you know, get healthy. I don't know. That could be wrong. It could be 40. It could be 10. But from what I've seen, where I go, and my friends and family, it's just like a few that have stepped up and, like I said, processed their feelings and where they're at. So I think we need to educate a lot of survivors so they can they realize that it wasn't our fault. We still walk around with what did I do? Why am I here? You know, that's what I used to think of when I was a kid. What did I get here? You know? What did I do? And I look around, all my friends are here, so I guess I'm in the right spot, so to speak. Around it is all about. But anyway, that's the way I feel.